Mahalten Omed Rash Lamed Gimel. Klala Dvurim. Klala Dvurim. Udam Tzorach Liyadzoya Lekaim Divra Atera. Bein Advurim Shebein Udam Lamukim. Bein Advurim Shebein Udam Lachavayri. Hat der Mensch da wissen, es gibt ein Gedomme für ein Schwierig zu lernen. Hat der Mensch da wissen, dass der Teure Gedeutsch hat zwei Chalukim in sich. Sei bei Nudem Lamukim, sei bei Nudem Lachavayre, ki kilom divrei Hashem haima. Mizei ma sh'oma akusev bepalshus azini, ashet started last week by Yechulu. We learned at least a little bit of a pshat in the words by Yechulu. Two ways we learned last week. And I don't want to, at this point, be marach more. There's one more pshat in Vayechulu, which we will learn when we learn a little bit further the tefillos, and we'll come to the next part of the tefillos of Yismachu b'malchuscha. When we'll learn Chemdas Hayomem, we'll learn another pshat in Vayechulu. For now, we will do today a different inyan, which is Be'etzem Inyan de Yoyme. A little bit we spoke about it Shabbos. We could speak about the inyan of what it says in Vayechulu, Vayevorech Oisei, Vayekadesh Oisei. Today we'll spend time on the Vayevorech and the Vayekadesh, which the Vayevorech and the Vayekadesh need a pshat. Chazal asks us to a lot of different ways, tell us a lot of different ways to learn Vayevorech and Vayekadesh. But first, before even we go into that, we'll stel the Chanakasha that Baruch Hashem, we found that Reb Tzadik asks this kasha. We find two places in the Torah this lashon. We find here Vayevorech Elokim es yom hashvi'i Vayekadesh Oisei, and the Dibros Rishonos it says Al kein berach Hashem es yom hashvi'i. Then it says Vayekadshehu. So we find Beracha and Kedusha together. Rav Tzadik HaKoyen in Maimer Kedushas HaShabbos, the beginning of Pritzadik, there's a kuntris on Halacha Dikan Shabbos and Shvises HaShabbos and Kedushas HaShabbos on the Kedusha of Shabbos. He asks a Moridiki question. Here we're talking about the tzivi of shvise, a koponim in Maimer, in the Dibris, when we're talking about to be shavis on Shabbos. For what reason do we have to talk about the alkein beirach and the beracha of Shabbos? Where does the beracha come into the inyan of shvise? And here also, when we're talking about vayishpois elikim, ki voy shavas, mitten kommt herein vayivorech elikim es yom hashvi vayikadish esei. What is the vayivorech needed here, like in the middle of the Shvis of Shabbos? And Rav Tzadik tells us Adova Nifla, and it's an inyan that's Be'emes Apella. But let's tell it to this week's parasha a little bit. In this week's parasha, we have the parasha of the Shemitah. In Shemitah, the Torah also says we have to be Shoves the seventh year, and the Torah says right away, B'tzivisi es b'chossi. Over there, we understand that Tzivisi es b'chossi. What do we understand that Tzivisi es b'chossi? A person will have a pachat not to be able to be shoves in the year of the Shemitah. What's going to be with Panasa? So the Rebbeinu Shlomo Avtocha v'tzivisi es b'chosi, that there'll be a beracha. Let's listen to a neuridike medrash. The medrash tells us in medrash Eicha that the goyim chepa klal Yisrael, that you're going to keep Shabbos, you're not going to have what to eat. All that you spent, you made money a whole week, you're going to spend for enik Shabbos, and you're going to become aniyim. As they state in medrash on the pasuk Yisi Schoik, that the goyim laugh on us. They laugh on us. You keep Shabbos, you work 6 days, you make panosa, and then the whole check you take, and you spend it on Shabbos. So you're going to become aniyim. Ad kedei kach, that the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Me'ila, that there was Reuven Istribuli, that he came to the goyim, when they made a gzera on Shavis' Shabbos, he came and said, don't worry about Shabbos. Shabbos is good for the Eden, because they won't have panosa, and they'll be mo'una because of Shabbos. So Fakert, he used that as a terrorist to take away the gzera, because it's a good thing, it's going to ruin the Eden Shabbos. So come to Chos, asedah in Shabbos, abchina, that a person looks at Shabbos, that through the Shavis and Shabbos, and through the oinig of Shabbos, he is going to lose. Aber Chazal sagen nicht das sei. Chazal sagen befeirisch, kommen sie neus auf Schaladum zuven lei, chutz mit zur Shabbos es Yontif. Steht in Medrisch, vayivorech ala kim es yoyim ashvi, borchoi mipnei ha-yitzia. Also steht in Medrisch, borchoi mipnei ha-yitzia. You're afraid of the yitzia. You're afraid of the expense of what's going to be Shabbos going to cost you. It's not going to be a cheshvin. You're not going to work on Shabbos. And the expense of Shabbos is so great, Der Eibishter gehe gleich herangestellt, der Vayivorach, das ist Alkeim Beirach, das ist der Vayivorach Alekim Esyoim Ashvi. Das ist in Dvorim Apshutim, Mamish in Dvorim Apshutim, der Eibishter gehe Lassoga, what the touch of the Baruch of Shabbos is, to the Zustell, to the Baruch of Shemitah. If so, we have to stell zu, the Zustell completely. We have to stell it zu completely. It's a double Yudua for all of us. As it states in Noam Elimelech, in this week's parsha, a word that he brings from his brother, the Rebbe Rav Zisha. What does he bring from his brother, the Rebbe Rav Zisha? V'chi soimru manoichal v'tzivisi es birchosi. Frek, the Rebbe Rav Zisha, akasha, why does he have to say v'chi soimru manoichal v'tzivisi es birchosi? And if you won't ask, it doesn't have to be a bracha. If you won't ask, you won't have what to eat. The kasha, the chamoya, the kikasha. So, m'shun the kikasha, v'chi soimru manoichal v'tzivisi. And if not, not, what's the pshat? Zog the Rebbe Rav Zisha Amoyer the kipshat. That be'emes, there's a tzinor of ashpo that you have to get without a bracha. There's a tzinor of ashpo. There's a shefa of ashpo amal maila. Aber, if you're going to make a question, and you're not going to have bitochen the way it should be, you're going to ask v'chisoyim ruman oichal, through that question, you take that tzinor and you make a blockage in that tzinor. The bracha that me'iker can't come anymore. That you say this, the bracha that should come becomes blocked. Daf marhob manaya tzivui, afal pikem v'tzivisi es b'chasi. Haflo ziki divurim. That means like this. Be'etem edo ha'shefa fem bracha. If you're going to ask questions, through your questions, you're going to make a problem. So the Torah v'tzivisi es b'chasi. Those are the pashtus advarim that the Rebbe Rav Zisha says. The Heilige Sfasemes in this week's Sedra takes this word and elevates it to a higher madrega. He elevates it to a higher madrega. We spoke about it many times. But said over beitay hem mitzad the parsha and hem mitzad the zustel that we're going to stel it to. He says anoyre de kezach be'etzem edo aklal fun oser lehenes mimaisa nisim. Oser lehenes mimaisa nisim. As a be'emes in anes you can't be nana for maisa nisim. But that's only for somebody that a nes is a problem to him, meaning that he lives teva, and teva he does understand, and nes he doesn't understand. But somebody that teva he doesn't either understand, meaning that teva by him is just as big as a problem as nes, because everything's derived in shalom, and he understands that teva doesn't work from itself either. He understands that everything's derived in shalom. So what is also land and semaisa nisim? What's the difference by him when he eats from something that grew from the ground, or he eats from mon? It's all the same. It's all the same. It's all exactly the same. Why they're all exactly the same? Because be'etzem, he has no reason to do no difference. So he's allowed to be nana from Maisa Nisim. The kid said, the Yisoid Advarim is, Osir Lehanis from Maisa Nisim is only said on somebody that Nes is out of the ordinary. Somebody that Teva is also out of the ordinary. So there's no difference between Teva and Nes. Dr. Sassamis, that's Pshat in the Rebbe Zisha's word. Half of a fella. Be'etzem, a person in Shemitah could live b'derech nes. We will soon go and I'll try to explain it. But if you have a question, b'chisayim ruman oichal, why do you have a question, b'chisayim ruman oichal? The fourth year you did understand why you're eating? Why did you understand the fourth year? Why did you understand the fifth year? Ah, then you understood. Why? Because you planted, then you were able to eat. Now that you're not planting, you don't understand. So you have a problem between teva and nes. So you can't be nana anymore from Nisim. So v'tzivisi es birchosi daika has to come in an oifen of barocha, not an oifen of nes. Barocha is yesh meyesh, not yesh ma'ayin. It comes already now in an oifen of barocha. So it's taking the Rebbe Rav Zisha's word, and we got a new look at the Rebbe Rav Zisha's word, meaning that there's two ways. There's a way to be nana from Maisa Nisim. There's a way to be nana from barocha. If your emunah is the way it should be, then you could be nana from Maisa Nisim. If your emunah and bitochen is the way it should be, which means that with every shtadlus and teva, you realize it's also the Rebbe Shalom, there's really no difference between this and this, then it could be nana from Maisa Nisim. The mon, it says in Chidah, that the reason why mon was called mon is Rosh Tevis Maisa Nisim. The mon wasn't at all a dover tivi. The mon was not a dover tivi. The mon was not a dover tivi. So the mon was Maisa Nisim. So Akorchach, to be zeicha to the mon, that was because the Dara Midbar lived on that Akorah that they were able to be zeicha to the mon. That's the Likud of the mon. In other words, if a person looks good at what we just spoke about, that means the following. In Shemitah, A person who didn't ask Manoichal was Zoicha to Maisa Nisim may end them on. He was Zoicha and Shemitah may end them on. He was Zoicha to Shemitah may end them on. If so, we will give a new deher in Shemitah. Why a person in the year from Shemitah sat and learned the whole year, ki yudua, because I nitna teira elal oich le'amon. So that's why that year is mesugal taka for teira, because Shemitah is me'en oich le'amon taka, and therefore it was mesugal taka for limit at teira. And if the person wasn't zoicha, he had questions, v'chisayim roman oichal, then he was zoicha to what? To bracha. He was zoicha to bracha, which wasn't an oifim finesse. Let us now go and take this whole shmooz and carry over this whole shmooz to Mehelegin Shabbos. Let's carry over this whole shmooz to Mehelegin Shabbos. We'll chaze over a nekuda that we spoke about Shabbos by Shalashudis, a nekuda that says in Napsodik, but be'etzem it's very negeya these days. Why? Because now we're starting the Inyan of Mon, the days that we are, the days that we were makabel the Mon, this coming Shabbos in Klal Yisrael, it's Amoridiki Shabbos. It's the first Shabbos that Klal Yisrael had after they had the Mon. According to one Cheshbon for sure, or after 6 days of the Mon, is Lekula Alma was after 6 days of the Mon, this coming Shabbos, which is the different Shabbos. Uki Hashem Nosan Lachemes HaShabbos. It was a different Shabbos. Be'etzem, it says in Rav Tzadik Adova Noira Admiot, the Macholim of Shabbos have a Kesher to the Mon. The Macholim of Shabbos have a Kesher to the Mon, and the wine that we drink Shabbos has a kesher to the be'er that Klal Yisrael had. This I didn't say over Shabbos, because nisht alf kem in Ibezon. Now we could say over Adova Nifla, etc. Rab Tzodik. In Be'ekei Yosef, there's a kasha that everybody knows, because the Bnei Soscha brings this kasha. Why do we have Yom Tov of Sukkis, Azeichet and Anani Akovid? What happened to the other two things? What happened to the Mon and the be'er? A kasha, very good kasha, everybody has terutzim. Rav Tzadik Zok, the kasha fakts nishon. We have every single Shabbos as Zeicher, the Mon and the Be'er. Because the Melechem Mishneh and the Yayin from Kiddush is the Mon and the Be'er. As I state in Rav Tzadik, a hafladik Rav Tzadik in Pashas Truma. That the Mon, Yayin Shabbos, we make the Zeicher. So the whole kasha doesn't start. We have a steady Zeicher for the Mon and the Be'er. The Zeicher for the Mon and the Be'er is the Lechem Mishneh and Kiddush, because it says Beferish in Mechilta in Pashas Yisroi, that in the Mon there were Toyim, a Tam of Yayin Yoshon, the Yayin Chodosh, there were Toyim in the Mon. So it says clearly that the Mon, Ichmein in the Be'er. So it says clearly that the Be'er is Yayin. So we have in the Yayin of Shabbos the Be'er, in the Lechem Mishnah of Shabbat, which is Taka Zeicha Lamon, we have Taka the Hashpa of the Mon, and we have the Mon and the Be'er, which means Adova Neira, that in the Macholei of Shabbos, there is the Mon and the Be'er, and it depends Be'etzem, and every person, now, if we look back at the vote of the Rebbe Rav Zisha, we have a new Deher, that it depends on every single person, where he's holding in the world, with his Amun and Bitochen. When it comes Shabbos, how far he's be'etzem a mamon? Vifol the kasha v'chisayim l'manoichol is a kasha. Vifol the kasha v'chisayim l'manoichol is not a kasha. Vifol he's above v'chisayim l'manoichol. He has an ability Shabbos taket to be nana from the mom. And how much as he asks the question v'chisayim l'manoichol and he's worried about it, then he doesn't have the ability. So we get a mamish, a new blick on Shabbos, on the mechalei of Shabbos. We said over this Shabbos, and we said it over many times, but Skedai again to repeat, that in Sefer Ramat Vali, Sedor Heint, 10, 12 volumes, more than that maybe, from a Talmud from Ramchal, most of it is Kabbalah and Yonim. He was a Talmud Muvik, a Talmud Chover of the Ramchal. Rabbi Shadovit Vali lived in Italy, Zodnot Dvorim, Neiroam Admiyot. There's two volumes called Sefer Lakutim. In this Sefer Lakutim, there's all different kind of things. One of the Kuntresim are on Shabboses. And there he says, he has a Moridiki Kasha, that why, if a person eats Shabbos, does a person have Psoilis, Psoya from his Macholei Shabbos? He has that Kasha. What is this Kasha based on? Aposhet Tezach, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'yoseh Tiyelach B'chutz L'machna V'yitzos Achutz. Frag the Gemara, from where? From the Mon? The Mon didn't have no Psoilis. So the Gemara from Mati 8, from Malach, from the Goyim, what you bought from Tagrei U'misa'ilam, of a Macholei Shabbos, shouldn't have Psoilis. This kasha is an eye-opener, this kasha. This kasha shows us the amuna that he had, and not the amuna, the hargosha that he had, that Macholei Shabbos is Mon. And if Mon is no Psoilis, it's Hayid of Ken and Essen Shabbos, and it should all turn into food. Why? Because there's no mokum for Psoilis in Gansen. And he answers, you're 100% right. The only reason this psoilus is a pchina of soil azazel, that the sitrach should take its chelik. That just like the inyan of soil azazel yom kippur, so too this psoilus in the macholish Shabbos, which gives us a moyodika asoga. What is the reason that we're going into such an arichis? Because now we will understand a moyodika chazal. Chazal tell us, Vayivarach Elokim es Yom HaShvi, Vayikadosh Oisai, a Chazal that everybody knows, because Rashi brings the Chazal, Baruchai Bamon V'Kidshei Bamon. What's the Baruchai Bamon and Kidshei Bamon? Very good. So that means the Eibishter only gave a bracha for 40 years. For 40 years, the rest of the Bria doesn't have the Vayivarach Oisai, Vayikadosh Oisai. Tadova Pela. The Vayivarach Oisai, Vayikadosh Oisai only lasted 39 years and something. And Memeila, more than that, there wasn't the Vayivarach and Vayikadosh Oisai. Vasip Pshat. But if we know that the mon is nitzchi, if we realize that the mon is a nitzchiistik zach, if we just understood that mon is be'etzem in every machol Shabbos, in do mon and be'er, so we understand that it's be'etzem do that in the kuda in all machol Shabbos. And that's the nekuda of the machol Shabbos, that there is a vayivarech and vayikadesh, even in the hoiva there's a vayivarech and vayikadesh mitzad the mon. So what do we understand now? That the whole Avodah of Shabbos elevates to a Meridik Avodah in Midas HaBitochin. That's the Avodah of Shabbos. The Avodah of Shabbos elevates to a Mishunadik Avodah of Bitochin. Because what was the Mon? The Mon was pure Bitochin. The Gemara says, where's the chisaron, the first chisaron of Bitochin? When a person is doyig, daigis, mochar, person is worried about tomorrow, manoichal mochar, that's a chisaron in his Emunah. That's miktane Emunah. It's a pachat fenazach. Pachat from a zach, that a person that's worried, ma noichal mochar, is miktane amuna. The emes is, that's very hard for a person to live like that. But when sometimes the God will be Israel, takes it and shows it to you, b'chush, avazoiche, tovshin lamed vov, avazoiche, v'am heiligen Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, zeiche tzadik v'kodesh leveracha, the Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, called me up one day, and told me that I'm an American boy, and then in those days, there was no such thing as kaddish cheese with a hashgacha, not like today in Eretz Yisrael. There was no kaddish cheese with a good hashgacha. And they all told me that in America, you're probably used to eating kaddish cheese. As Be'em and Shtub, they make fresh kaddish cheese. So he gave me a glass with kaddish cheese in it. I should take home to eat. Fine. The next day, he asked me where the glass is. So I told him I didn't eat the whole thing. So he went inside, took out a Gemara Seiter, and learned with me the Gemara inside, that somebody puts away from one day to the next day, is Miktane Amuna. Putting away from one day to the next day is Miktane Amuna. That was the psak that I got for putting away the cheese from one day to another, and not bringing back the glass. That's Mamchish, the Indian, was touched Miktane Amuna, so I'm Shunu de Ketvir. But that's Miktane Amuna. When did people learn this Amuna and Bitochin Bishleimus? In the month, they learned this Amuna and Bitochin Bishleimus. They learned clearly, Amunah B'Tochen, every day they had to get new food, they couldn't leave over. There was an issur to leave over. We understand now the issur to leave over in a different light. The person thinks, Maharash, if I left over from the mom, Maharash, I left over from the mom. The teretz is, because that was the whole limit of the mom. The whole limit of the mom was to be B'Tochen under Rebbeinu Shalom, and you shouldn't leave over tomorrow. Because if you leave over tomorrow, then you're missing in your B'Tochen. So that's why it's Vayorim Teiloim, that you should learn the Midas of B'Tochen B'Shleimus. Not to leave from one day to another. Maybe with this we could say over unto Santa Ora from Heiligen Sosemus. There's a tshuva sefer Chedves Yankiv. I think he brings it from Sosemus or from the Imre Emes. I don't remember. What's the din Shabbos Dikemon if there was an Isser of Lois Solon on Shabbos Dikemon? That means the Shabbos Dikemon fell Friday. So you already were able to leave it over for when? For Shabbos. If once you were already able to leave it over from Shabbos, if you were able to leave it over for a whole week or not. That's the Shaila that he clears. It's in Chubis Chedves Yankiv, he brings that Shaila. Over there it says, maybe in the Pnimi, it's an Inyan, Likten dem Amore de Kishaila. Since Shabbos is Shia B'tochain, so maybe there's Takano, is there any more lean in Shabbos? Because it's not a B'gam anymore in his B'tochain. Because Shabbos already taught you such a dag in B'tochain that the leaner from Shabbos is not a B'gam anymore. About Koponim, back to L'inyonenu. The whole Inyan of Mon is a lesson in B'tochain. Shabbos, the Etzem, if a person wants to know what Shabbos is, Shabbos is the Seid from the Avodah from Shabbos is the Avodah B'tochain. And we'll say over now, Adova Nifle. Say, the Chdoa Sefer Yetzirah, that the Sefer Yetzirah tells us every single day of the week, with which oisit was nivra. The 6 days, 7 days of the week were nivra with seven oisis. The seven oisis that accept a dogish, beget kofras, these are the seven oisis that accept a dogish. And these 7 days of the week are the oisis kfulois. Those were bashafim, the 7 days of the week. The 7 days of the week were bashafim with seven oisis, with the oisis beget kofras. Sunday with a beis, and so weiter, till Shabbos was bashafim with a tof. That's the oisis that was bashafim. Which chush anefesh, which inyan is every day? Every day has its own inyan. And every day has one of the avarim of a person, which aver of a person is connected that day. State in Sefer Yetzira, Shabbos is himelech ois tof, the Eibishter took the ois tof, and was mamelechit in chen. Chen. Shabbos has in it a koyach of chen, but there's two kind of chens. There's sheker chen, and there's an emestike chen. There's a chen that says in Posik, ye ayelas ahovim, ve yalas chen, a very good chen. And there's sheker chen ve evel ayoifi. Shabbos is himelech ois tof bechen, which means the emes the kechein, not the sheker the kechein, the emes the kechein. Where comes the chein from Shabbos from? Why is a person malach chein from the Rebbeinu Shalom Shabbos? Why is the bria malach chein from the Rebbeinu Shalom Shabbos? What is the word bitochein? We once said over that bitochein is the word chein toif. Chein toif, it says a posik chein toif. That's the good chein, not the sheker chein, not the good chein. Chein toif comes from bitochein. How the person knows a chain in the Rebbeinu Shalom's eyes? Through midas abitochein, that's how a person knows a chain in the Rebbeinu Shalom's eyes. So comes out that Shabbos, through our bitochein Shabbos, through our midas abitochein Shabbos, that's how we knows a chain in Shabbos. That's the midah of bitochein that brings to chain. Bekitzel, the avoida in Shabbos is the avoida of bitochein, and that avoida of bitochein, that avoida of bitochein comes from which nekuda? Comes from that is Shvisa Shabbos, the Vayishbos brings bitochein, and that brings the bracha of mon, that's Vayivarech, Vayikadesh, the Vayivarech, Vayikadesh, Birchei b'mon and Kitchei b'mon, that as much bitochein as we have, that's how much we're zoiche to be margish in our macholim mon, and as we said over from Rav Tzadik, not only are we margish mon on Shabbos, now we're margish the be'er on Shabbos also. Sadova, everything in the Torah, Hotrim, Mozim, Nifloim, Shabbos, we spoke about this Rab Tzadik, Bariches, we can't repeat it now, that Rab Tzadik in Parshas Truma says that the whole capital, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Eroyi, Lo Yechzar, is talking about the Mon, is talking about the Be'er. Tarech Lefonei Shulchan is the Mon, as the Gemara says in Masechtes Yuma, and he brings a Medrash in Shemedrash Tilim, that he learns that the rest of the capital is going on Meimenuchas Yenalein, is going on the Be'er. And that's why we say it in Shabbos. What is the capital? Bitochen. Mizmer LeDavid, Hashem Roi, Loi Echzar. Bitochen, the Eibishter is my Roya, Loi Echzar. I'm not going to lose anything on Shabbos. Lamed Devaisen Adova Nifle in Chochmas Agematria. Mizmer LeDavid, Hashem Roi, Loi Echzar adds up to 943. That's the Gematria. Mon, the Endanun is 700, Mon is 740. The Er is 203. Together, it's 943. His Merum is in the Posik. Mizmer LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Yechzar. Why not? For the Eibishter can be given the Mon, and the Eibishter can be given the Be'er. That's what the Rebbeinu could give me. If so, we understand something that I think we spoke about yesterday, maybe yesterday or Friday we spoke about it. Friday in the morning we spoke about it. We can understand it. Neuridik. Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, it says in Ergad Al Yohu, was zoicha to the Mon. That the Charuvim and the Mayon, that in the Mara, that's the Mon. That's the Mon. It came in Hashemayim. The Eibishter opened up a Mayon. That's the Be'er that the Rebbein Shem gave him. As if the Be'er in the Midbar. And the Eibishter gave him the Charuvim. The Charuvim were takad of a Pele. It says in Chazal, nobody knows this, but state the Chazal azay, that the Charuvim changed on Shabbos to Tmarim. The charuvim every Shabbos changed to tomorrow. A whole week the tree gave out charuvim, and Shabbos the tree gave out tomorrow. L'kavod Shabbos, erev Shabbos, they came out tomorrow on the tree, and he had tomorrow for Shabbos. Chadov apel ad miyot. That means it was taka himel shabim. It was that's the emphasis. The kasha, the eske kasha, the akasha from Belzerov and Absachadev. Why he was allowed to eat from the tree the first 3 years? he was 14 years in Damara, the tree should have been Asar as Arla. The tree should have been Asar as Arla. Came a new tree, it should have been Asar as Arla. So there's a sefer called Nes Ala Giva, a Kuntres Nes Ala Giva. I don't remember the name of the sefer, the original sefer, but it's a Kuntres printed in back of the sefer Nes Ala Giva, and he talks about something that comes min Hashamayim, if there's an Iser Arla, if there's not an Iser Arla, if something that comes down min Hashamayim, the Radak on the Shemen talks about it also. If something that comes min Hashamayim, if there's an Iser Arla, that's because the Charuvim were not Menschlich Charuvim, they were Himmlische Charuvim, it was something that didn't grow in this world. So Rav Shem Ben Choy was Zoicha to Mon and Be'er. What day did the month start? According to the Chassam Sofer on Lag BaOmer, on the day of Rav Shimon Taka. That's because Rav Shimon taught us the Midah of Bitochen. That's the Midah of Bitochen to sit in Amara 14 years, with the ganze Bitochen, the revenge, something with Zoicha Taka, to the Pechin of Amon. And that teaches us on Shabbos, if our Bitochen is the right way, then we can be Zoicha, even in Dohoiva, we can be Zoicha in the Bircha Ibamon and Kitche Ibamon. So the Vayivarech and the Vayikadesh takes on a nitzchistike Vayivarech and Vayikadesh, the Bircha Ibamon and the Kitche Ibamon. Now let's just end this memra with one nekuda. Bircha Ibamon, the Kitche Ibamon. Bircha Ibamon, I understand. What's Kitche Ibamon? Zagn Chazal, because it didn't fall on Shabbos, it fell on Erev Shabbos. The mon didn't fall on Shabbos, that's the Kitche Ibamon. Bircha Ibamon is the bracha. The Zohar Kodesh asks, Bircha Ibamon, mon lo yishtakich bei, eze bracha is bei, minei misparchen kol shita yoyme. The whole mon fell a whole week. Only mikoyach from the Shabbos, the whole mon fell the whole week. So the bracha came from Shabbos. But what's the Kitche Oisei? Kitche Oisei is that the Ashpah comes beforehand. The Ashpah comes beforehand. The Ashpah comes before Shabbos. That's Mamish Azevi, the two ways that could be by the Shemitah. Shemitah, there could be two ways. Shemitah, there could be you see the Bracha B'chush Erev Shabbos, or you don't see. The emes is, in the Mon, there's a double Pele. When they went and took the Mon Erev Shabbos, what did they get? Double Mon or not? And when they saw Chishtet Klar, and he has Rayas, that they only took one Mon, and became a Bracha in the Mon itself. And he learns that that's Pshat Birchai. He learns a new Pshat in Birchai. That the mon itself became Nizbarech. Amor Yadik Yechidish. That the same mon fell min Hashamayim. It didn't fall double mon. By luck to us, when they were malakit, it became double. It became double by them, it became double. There was Chala Barocha in the mon. There was Chala Barocha in the Etzem Zach was Chala Barocha. Which changes the whole Birchai. Which means that even Hayoim in the Birchai and the Kitchai is the Hashpah that a person gets Erev Shabbos from the Shabbos. The Hashpah of the Birchai and the Kitchai comes already before Shabbos, that the person is Zoicha to that Hashpah of Birchai and Kitchai, which was by the Mon, is in the Nitzchis also in Birchai and Kitchai.